On this 23rd Sunday of Ordinary Times, we celebrate Jesus Christ, our Savior, who shows no favoritism and makes no distinctions between classes of people, but makes all of us rich in faith. Our first reading from the prophet Isaiah is a message of hope for the oppressed people of God. It is a message of hope for all of us who need God's saving help. We can be upset, we can be lazy, we can be against God. However, God is going to still seek us out in some way. We have a choice always to believe in him and to follow him, or turn away from him and go our own way. But God is persistent and will continue to seek us out because he desires to be in friendship with each of us. God never abandons us. We may abandon God, but God never abandons us. God wants us to be fully alive and fully in love with him. Isaiah tells us in today's reading that divine recompense is what he comes to save us. Isaiah's message today is one of hope from a loving father who does not show favoritism or like oppression. God desires for us to flourish and live fully alive in him. In our second reading, although James focuses on the sins of showing favoritism to the rich and despising the poor, his words certainly apply to all types of prejudices in our families, our churches, and our societies today. That is, whether it is based on economic status, race, or anything else. To favor some people and disregard others based on outward factors is a terrible sin, and it affected our early church. This is why in Acts 6, the seven deacons were elected to avoid favoritism in their distribution of resources to the widows, children, and those in need. The message of James is still very relevant to us here today. This is because today in our community, in our families, churches, states, indeed all over the world, people are still suffering greatly because of who they are, where they come from, the color of their skin, their economic, social, political, religious, and cultural status. It is sad to know that in the 21st century, favoritism, discrimination, and racism still plagues our society. This should not be with us who are called Christian. Where and wherever discrimination exists, they are signs that we do not fully understand and know God and his desires and his ways for us. They are an expression of emptiness and shallow spirituality. The roots are in twin devices, which we call pride and selfishness. These two vices are endemic to our fallen hearts and our fallen nature. Pride makes us think that we are better than others, or that some human beings are superior while others are inferior, so they should be treated differently. Selfishness makes us think only about ourselves and our own well-being, while we ignore the sufferings and the needs of others. It also tempts and actually leads us to take undue advantage of others because we feel stronger or more valued or important than others. Today's gospel tells us that Jesus went about from one town to another doing good. We were not told that he only healed the poor or only healed the rich. Rather, Jesus allowed his blessings and his healing and his message come to the rich as well as to the poor, as well as to the good, as well as to the bad. Jesus identified it with all classes of society. For example, we hear in Scripture where Jesus went and ate with Zacharias, the sinner and tax collector, and his life was changed because of this encounter. Jesus healed the daughter of Jairus, the Roman centurion, who was both wealthy and a Gentile. Jesus spoke with and brought the faith back to a Samaritan woman, which according to the Jews was a grave sin. Among his apostles was Levi, a wealthy tax collector, who we know today as Saint Matthew. On the other hand, he healed many poor, blind, lame, deaf, mute, and possessed people. Jesus did all things well, without showing favoritism or minding the races, the economic, the social, religious, and political status of those he helped. My dear brothers and sisters, we must emulate Jesus today by aiming to do good to all we encounter, healing the wounded, helping those in need without favoritism or minding their status. We should be motivated by what we hear in Scripture, that all are created in the image and likeness of God. So we may strive to be better, so we must strive to be better than others in generosity and goodness, rather than in favoritism. God wishes to heal us in our world and to use us as his vessels to bring goodness to those we encounter. We must go about doing good, reaching out to others with no regard to their status or their well-being. We can make a difference in our world if we treat each other with the dignity and respect that Jesus treats each of us with. And if we reflect on the life of Jesus 2 years ago, people were always drawn to him, weren't they? Not just because he was God, but because of the lens in how he saw people. He saw himself dwelling within all people. In all people he saw with great dignity and respect. And when we treat people with dignity and respect, we can make a difference in our world and in the lives of others. So Christ is asking us to see him, see his presence in everyone we encounter. And if we can start to see that, then some of our prejudice will go by the wayside. Our judgment will go from the wayside. Our jealousy and our envy of what others have, instead of looking at how God has blessed each of us, and looking at ourselves and being grateful for who we are and the goodness of God. And when we can do that, we can change our community here. We can change our world little by little, because that is what Christ desires for all of us. Because of our baptism, he's asking us to be open to accepting each other for who they are, and to love them, and to journey with them for where they are in life on the path, to accept people, to love them, to encourage them, and to welcome them. We can all make a difference, but what difference will we choose to make? That is up to us.